chat. Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. This week, we're on the side of the road. It's a little bit noisy, but we're discussing traveling with oversized boards. Downwind boards are getting longer and longer. Traveling to races is not as easy as it once was. 7 foot is kind of still fine. 8 foot is not so good for some airlines, and 9 foot is not possible with some airlines, definitely. So while foiling is a lot easier than, you know, SUP races, people are having trouble with that. Then also how to pack boards. What's the best way to pack your boards? Do people also make cardboard, pool noodles on the rails, wetsuits, on top of all this, like with a board bag. But then also advice to keep your board bag light. Personally, I've had a pretty good run. Kept my boards and foils in one bag. I've not had any damage just yet. Currently touching wood. And what's everyone's advice on it? What board bags, what padding, what packaging, all of that. So they're the two things for this week. Are the longer boards making it less accessible for travel? Or are you still going to use your shorter board when you travel to races, long board when you're at home? Or are we going to have to start shipping boards? Bit of a nightmare. But worth it for some races for sure. Also had a few people sign up for sort of training from Molokai to Oahu to get a few more spaces. Just sort of online sort of coaching and setting a bit of a program. That's my thoughts for this week, and speak to you next week.